We are in an information war. Our objective is to destroy the false narrative by reminding as many people as possible to think for themselves and question everything. We were effective, and so they tried to destroy us.
Alex Jones's YouTube channel posted a video that was seen by 2.3 million subscribers. Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
This stuff is not speech, it's incitement, harassment, defamation.
This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
We survived, but we were wounded.
Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly. InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Obviously, what he spews is hate and it's abhorrent.
We have crossed the Rubicon and there is no turning back. We must push through to victory. And so now more than ever, we need your support. Our products at InfoWarsStore.com are like war bonds. Make a purchase today and support the fight. There is now open talk of repealing the Second Amendment.
Yes. We're going to take your AR-15.
The NRA is being designated as a terrorist organization. People are being arrested for personal opinions they post online. We will continue to question everything and fight until the end. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep the fight alive.
I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name. They didn't call out Fox News by name. They didn't call out anyone else by name. He's specifically calling you out.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, and this is going to be one for the record books yet again because the establishment is admitting its plans the whole world. They're admitting, yes, pedophilia is a good thing. Yes, world government's a good thing. Yes, the family's a bad thing. Yes, we're going to confiscate 90% of the firearms in the United States. They are just admitting it all out in the open, and we've got some amazing compilations we're going to be covering coming up in the next segment, and so much more today. The largest oil refinery in the world, Saudi Arabia, is on fire right now, hit by a mysterious drone. They're saying out of Iran. I don't know how the Saudis would blow up their own giant oil facility. Oil prices have exploded on that. The world is really at war right now. It's fifth generational warfare. It's economic. It's cultural. It's migratory. It's spiritual. And it's coming to a head. So we're going to be looking at every angle of that today. Also, we are going to look at vaping, which has come to a head and which they're making a huge deal out of. I'm not defending vaping, but this is about Big Pharma and the system just taking it over. I mean, it's obviously cigarettes are far worse and kill 500,000 people a year conservatively. People have a right to kill themselves. I have a right to speak out against it. Fentanyl, they just caught enough fentanyl coming in to kill 10,606,000,000 people. That's more than all on the earth. Just coming in one shipment of 25,000 tons or 50,000 pounds. So this whole vaping thing is because it's gotten so hot and it's so big and it's a $100 billion industry. So they're just going to take it over. And of course it's bad. Of course they add chemicals to make it more addictive. And of course it fries your lungs. And of course it's terrible. But it's never going to stop it. We're going to look at all those angles as well. This is a big broadcast today. I'm plunging right into the frontal assault on the Second Amendment taking place. And the reason they're doing it is there hasn't been a big fight against the attack on the First Amendment. So America's, in many ways, run the white flag up. So they've decided to run that big old hot poker right up our rear end and come take the guns. That's the plan. Wait when I tell you about it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information.
September 15th, 2019, on this live Sunday global transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, worldwide. On AM and FM stations across the country, TV and cable stations, global shortwave, WWCR, the internet at newswars.com and infowars.com, as well as band.video. We're going to be adding a lot to band.video by the end of this week, so be sure and check it out. But it's already got a lot of original and powerful content on it that the establishment does not want you to see. All right, let me get into the big story. And it's not just the story that we've seen unfold in over 100 nations in the last 70, 80 years, since the end of World War II. 70-plus years. Hard to believe it's been 75 years, basically, since the end of World War II. Most nations had firearms at the end of World War II, except Europe, that was in ashes, and communist Russia, the citizens were disarmed. But since 1945, every nation on Earth but the United States and Switzerland has curtailed guns back to single shot, unless you're in Israel, and then some people are allowed to have firearms because there's obviously a threat all around them of folks that want to kill them. So hundreds of nations, over 100 plus, have had their guns taken, and it never goes back the other way. Mexico, always a colonial-type deal, run by the Austro-Hungarian Empire for a long time, and was never allowed to have firearms. But the peasants and the general public still had them, but now they've been disarmed the last 20 years, and they've seen a total explosion. Their crime rate is 9 to 10 times that of the average U.S. town or city. It's the second highest in the world, only after Guatemala, formerly part of Mexico, to its south. And then we see areas like Chicago and New York and Baltimore, Maryland and Washington, D.C. All the places where the citizens can't get a gun, got to jump through 100 hoops, maybe might get one, almost no private gun ownership. Police officers, when they retire, can't even have them in most areas. They have the highest crime rates. Chicago has 15 times the crime rate of a place like El Paso, Texas. El Paso is a good-sized city. Why does Chicago have 15 times the crime rate? Look it up. That's the last time I checked. Because Chicago doesn't let you have a gun. But the criminals know that. Now, I'm not going to go over those basic facts. We already know that. What's the big story here? That powerful corporations worldwide, the top Fortune 150, just last week sent a letter to Trump saying it's time to ban and it's time to confiscate all semi-autos. The New York Times ran the same headline they ran last year. It's time to repeal the Second Amendment. Now, why are they doing that? Because in all of their studies, in all of their actuaries, in all of their think tanks, in all of their focus groups, if they really try gun confiscation, which they're already doing in 14 Democrat states, 7 have passed red flag laws, no due process, no threats made, your guns are just taken. If they keep pushing that, they know it's going to cause a civil war. And you know why they know it's going to cause it? Because they're hyping up that the right wing and the gun owners and the white gun owners, they're making having a gun being a white thing, are going to go out and start killing everybody so they can provocateur and stage events to demonize American gun owners further. Both the shooters in El Paso and in Ohio were in Antifa, were into the occult, thought the world was too overpopulated. But the media went and expunged their Facebooks, Twitters, and other social medias, and then put up that they were Trump supporters. In Ohio, they failed the cover-up because the neighbors were like, he's a devil worshiper. He hates Trump. He's in a band that talks about child molestation. They want to be evil. That's in vogue. Same thing with the guy in Texas, but they were successful in covering it up. We got copies of it all, but the media just kept going with it. So, They're activating their people. They don't even have to give them the orders. You know, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 studies right here I'm going to go over next segment with mainline psychological associations, you name it, saying the media hyping mass shootings and giving them attention is definitely causing it. Because the crime rate peaked in 1991 with the end of the crack epidemic. Everybody knows that. And then it went down massively until about 5 years ago. Violent crime was down 61% according to the FBI's own numbers. Just look it up. Professor Lott's done all the numbers. Just look it up. But about 5 years ago, it started going back up. And so last time I checked, we were about 50% down from what we were in the 80s, peaking in 91. So crime is going back up. Hell, I don't need to read the newspaper to know that. People getting robbed. I know people getting shot. I know people getting carjacked. People, their homes getting broken into. All over Austin. Didn't used to happen. Cops tell me it's getting worse. So I don't need to read the newspaper to know that. So how is it if I turn my gun in, does that make me safer? No, it makes it like I'm in Chicago. Again, Mexico's had 200,000 killed, innocent people. And they've got a total gun ban there. They're a failed state. We all know that. They've got a crime rate, again, 9-10 times the world average. Way higher than ours. So what? But again, it's all an appeal to emotion. So here's the big story. I'll play a short clip of Matt Bracken, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, terrorism expert, worked the Middle East, dialed into it. He's a smart guy. He's really worried about the way the media is hyping with movies like Joker, where the downtrodden white male goes out and starts killing people en masse, and all these other movies like Cucked coming out showing the same thing. Hollywood is creating race war. Hollywood is creating the vision of falling down on steroids and just all these white males killing people to create that in the media to get people to do that instead of death by cop. Every time in a big city, somebody goes out and pulls a gun on a cop, you'll later hear from their family almost every time that, oh, they wanted to be killed, but they wanted the cops to do it because they didn't have the nerve to do it. Well, now it's go shoot up a bunch of people, go kill people. That's a new option no one ever thought about. They didn't have death education in public schools until 1990. And they even had a 2020 special in 1993 about it, where they admitted that once they taught suicide prevention education, suicides tripled in girls and went up substantively in boys. Because girls were learning about other girls they empathize with getting the shoestring in the bathroom on the little coat hanger and how to lean forward and kill yourself. And they would go try it and kill themselves. They had to take, remember the schools in the 90s had to take those off the stalls. A tripling. Because they'd have them get in coffins. They teach them how it is to die. They were teaching them how to kill themselves. And then they put them on Ritalin and Prozac and serotonin reuptake inhibitors and those speed drugs and those so-called antidepressants on the inserts admit they can make you commit suicide or be psychotic and kill others. It says it on the insert. So see, they've created a climate with the hype and all this where they know exactly what they're doing. And we've got to get on the offense and let mainstream media know we know what you're doing. And we've got to get on the offense and explain it's these pills. And it's these sick, devil worshiper, hate women, involuntarily celibate, creepy, shoot 'em up video game playing people. And I'm not saying if you play video games, you're bad. I'm not saying if you like to wear black, you're bad. It's that certain group, though. You add the Satanism to it. You add then the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which they're almost all on. The guy in Ohio, the guy in Florida, the guy in South Texas keeps coming out there on these. They know what they're doing. It's a formula. We're going to break it all down when we come back and play the video of the Democrats promising just a year ago, nobody wants your guns. It's a conspiracy theory. It's all coming up next segment. Stay with us.
Another world. Another time. In the age they know you have a conscience. Another they know you care. Another
but they don't.
His life was green.
So become aware of reality
until you break the chains.
Right. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to salute you all and thank you for spending time with us on this Sunday global transmission. Hey, nothing wrong wanting to watch a good football game, have fun with your friends and family, swim around at the local swimming pool or whatever, go fishing. That's all great. It's important. But you know what? The fight for civilization and our futures happening right now. And it's not foreign armies that are coming this time. It's propaganda. It's disinfo. It's mega corporations allied with the Chi-Coms and radical Islam literally coming for the West, overthrowing the engine of our freedom that made us successful and wealthy, and the apple and the destination of the world. I was watching a clip I'm going to play next hour of a famous rapper who I actually like some of his music and have seen in some of his movies, debating Candace Owens. And he says, "Tell me when America was ever great." And this audience starts laughing at her. And then she starts talking about how America was great. I wish he would ask me that question, because I would tell him why America was great. T.I. slams Candace Owens for supporting Trump at Revolt Summit. See, revolt, revolt. Revolt against what? We're going to be talking about that coming up a little bit next hour. And I intend to try to open the phones up then as well on this live Sunday edition. But let's get right into the meat and potatoes. There's no doubt that the power structure and the globalists trying to maintain control over this country and the West, they've been losing control. We're fighting back. We've done it before. It's happening again. History does repeat. There's no doubt that they're trying to trigger a conflict. All the Hollywood movies, the shows, the Revolt Summit put on by T.I. It's all race war. It's all the Joker. It's all white males go out and shoot everybody. Conservatives are terrorists. The NRA are terrorists. We got to bully these conservatives. We got to assault them. We got to make them uncomfortable. We got to flatten them. We got to burn them down. These are all quotes from CNN, MSNBC. That's their plan. I keep telling you that I got invited to Sundance by some big directors. And I said, you know, I can't go, but let me send one of my associates. He doesn't work for me. He works with me. And he went. And he said, "Is this a secret?" And I said, "No, just don't say who was in these meetings." And they told us all about the plan to overthrow society, basically. And how if I was nice, I could meet with the former president, and how they really liked me. And I said, "You go to Sundance," right there in that office. I was sitting in there with them, you know, 6 months ago. And I said, "You go to your Sundance thing in a couple months." And I said, "And you come back with your list of demands." Because I go, "Did the people that sent you here even give you the list of demands?" And they were like looking at me, and they came back with the list of demands later. And I said, "I told you. So stop trying to rope me into this crap. Like I want to go hang around and hear about how you got 50 movies coming out to cause a civil war. I don't want to hang around with you people. I'm not part of it. And I'm not even saying those directors are bad people. Big directors. But I just tried to tell them, I said, you are greenlit to come talk to me, but only to get me in the net. And then all the conditions come. This is not my first rodeo, Jack." And some of these guys are for real. I mean, I've had a guy here, you know, super famous. And I'm not name dropping. I'm trying to give you where this gun control is coming from. I mean, that has produced, you know, let's not exaggerate, 50 shows for HBO, the king of HBO. Asking me how we turn this around. It was like 5 years ago. And I said, "I don't think it can be done." "Well, you want to come be in L.A. and with the secret society of conservatives?" Sorry, don't have time for it. But I just love how the public thinks, "Oh, Alex is saying things. Are they really true?" What the hell do you think? I could be making $100 million a year in Hollywood just like that. I don't want it. I'm not for sale. And the reason it's important to explain all of this is so that people understand you can build your own system. We can build our own world. We can do incredible things. And the whole system is about owning men, particularly, and women secondarily. You know who's abused and attacked and controlled? You know why men are paid three times more in all these places? Because there's other men trying to control them. Women, on average, don't even try to compete and get in the power structure. It's not their nature, unless they're a Hillary Clinton. So I said I'd get to all the gun control, but I'm going to do it next segment. It's just that you understand that it's Sundance, and I've told this story 50 times, despite the fact I've got hundreds of articles and clips that are incredible here, that he was in meeting after meeting for 4 days, and it was all their funding, overthrow of civilization, depression, America sucks, everything's falling apart. Kill Trump, kill his supporters, suicide's wonderful, racism's everywhere. That's pure Chi-Com globalist venom to make us hate each other. And then you read in the news, they admit, we want to crash the economy to stop the Trump recovery and to teach nationalists and patriots. We want to make white people guilty and hate themselves and teach minorities to hate them. It's not minorities running all this. It's the cold-blooded establishment that wants to conquer America. And it is in the process of doing it right now, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what's sick is almost everybody else takes the payoffs. You know, I mean, I was offered, by the time I figured out what was going on, leading roles right out of the gates. I don't want to be a leading role in a space opera. You know, with a director that's a pedophile. I mean, I don't want to be that character. I don't want to go lose 50 pounds and sit around while ashes is raining down on me and have people bring me caviar while I'm laying out of a pool and some soulless woman performs fellatio on me. I don't want to be part of that. And it's important to declare that because everyone else is just falling down in front of themselves to worship this thing.
Well, Alex, I made $3 billion with my series of movies, and we have some major roles for you right now if you'll just grow up a little bit.
Oh, I think I grew up. And I want to tell Hollywood something. You're going to lose this fight. And you already know it. And you curled up next to the soulless Chi-Coms to prop you up the last decade and to an Obama to prop up our currency and to maneuver us for oblivion? You people are a bunch of losers because you had to have a pissing contest with America because you didn't feel like you were part of it. I'm talking to the globalists right now because it was so great, so powerful, so neat, so free compared to what you are that you want to kill it even though it's the goose laying you the golden eggs, you fools. So they want to cause a civil war. That's why they're coming for the guns because they know they're losing intellectually and they're losing in the free market and they're losing spiritually. So we're going to come back and break it all down. Stay with us. It's Sunday, September 15th, 2019.
Drink lime green, stay up till dawn.
And we're broadcasting
maybe the way that
in defiance of the tyrants. I'm going to get to their game plan to beat us in a moment. But let's hear from this young lady first. There's a lot of beauty in the universe. It deserves protecting. And I'm going to do it.
Like maybe I'll do it differently. So I moved to California, but it's just a state of mind. It turns out everywhere you go, you take yourself. That's not a lie.
That's right.
Wish that you would hold me.
All the folks that colonized California for a quick buck and ruined the state in the last 50 years are all moving here. They're not Californians.
Dream a little dream.
They're zombies. And they're bringing their state of mind to Texas and ruining it. But that's okay. Maybe someday they'll wake up and realize they're fleeing themselves and they'll stop being who they are. So, I have analyzed very carefully the victim disarmament global corporate system and the UN treaty that Trump pulled us out of that was signed by George Herbert Walker Bush, but never ratified. And that's the United Nations Small Arms Convention that calls for eliminating the ownership of civilian firearm ownership because it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Power monopoly. That's a true statement. They want a power monopoly. Are power monopolies ever good, and are they legitimate? Civilian ownership of firearms, period, any type, threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And what else does it do? What else threatens it? Oh, a family? Owing allegiance to your family? Owing allegiance to your tribe? Owing allegiance to your religion? Owing allegiance just to being an independent person? They want total conformity through these big modern re-education camps that are social media. These modern gulags. These modern ghettos. They're not liberals sticking up for the downtrodden and the weak. They're monsters intimidating the downtrodden and the weak and trying to form us into even weaker unions that they can control and in the darkness bind us. So, it's in all the treaties, it's in all the statements, it's in all the Brady campaign and the Moms Against Gun Violence and the Soros and Bloomberg-funded grants that the goal is to, quote, brainwash the American people into registering guns, then banning all semi-autos by demonizing the AR-15 over and over again, which every zombie then goes out and buys following their psychic orders. They're programmed orders. Got a whole stack of mainline studies saying the media is the main culprit. Programming heterosexual white men, talk about terrorists, I mean, it's true, who are devil worshippers and Antifa, who want to hurt society and bring down culture. Satanist. Almost all of them white. Programmed Antifa leftists, firebombing ICE facilities repeatedly, almost no coverage. It's simply amazing. But I'm digressing. And so they say, oh, no one wants your guns. No one's coming for your guns. It's a conspiracy theory. They've just done it in every other country. Handful of countries still have guns out of hundreds. It's all been done this last 70 years the same way. Hype up shootings. Make people think it's happening everywhere. Then copycats begin following it. Then they have a chain reaction. Then they say, we can't have it happen one more time. Register everybody. Then begin the confiscation. The real Crocodile Dundee looked just like the guy in the movies, acted like him, famous, wrestled alligators, crocodiles, did all the stuff they said. He had a ranch out in the middle of nowhere, tens of thousands of acres, because it's desert. I remember reading the story. Yeah, the Australian news was sent to me. Never heard about it in the U.S. back in the mid-90s. And they came to take his semi-auto 30-odd six Remington five-shot. And they gunned him down at his house. He wouldn't come out, so they shot the house full of holes, wounded him. He killed two cops. The astounding yet tragic tale of Rod Ansel, the real-life Crocodile Dundee. Oh, wow. Somebody wrote an article about it since then. That's from ATI. So that's what they want. They want to come out and target gun owners. Bloomberg even had the headline a few years ago, oh, gun confiscation's begun. We're psychologists or your neighbors. You didn't threaten anybody. They just feel like you need to turn your guns in. And then sometimes the SWAT team kills you. And that's going to cause a civil war because they're going to trigger it if they have to. And there'll be some unstable people that end up fighting back, but you can say they're not unstable because in 1775 at Lexington and Concord at Bunker Hill, the Redcoats came to confiscate the firearms. And the local militia said, we're not turning it in. They were the local volunteer police department. And the captain said, we don't want a war. We're not going to fire first. But if they fire first, if they want a war, they're going to get one. And it's called the shot heard round the world. Somewhere in the computer, we haven't aired in a few years. We've got Andy Griffith from the Andy Griffith Show talking about the shot heard round the world. So we can find that. No big deal if you can't. We'll have it for tomorrow. And so that's where we come from. That's who we are. So why have they gone from denying they have this plan to try to take our guns to now admitting it? And that's being done to, again, escalate into crisis because they don't think they can do it politically or incrementally anymore. They want to bring us into revolution, into revolt, into conflict. Go out and confront them at gas stations, grocery stores, at their homes, harass them, kill them, shoot them. That's what Democrats are saying. CNN said that when Congressman Scalise got shot, the guy that did it wasn't a monster. Some call him a hero, Wolf Blitzer said with his guest. And Wolf had a crazy look in his eye when he said it. They just wish that guy was a better shot, would have killed that whole conservative caucus, including Senator Paul. Yeah, they mean business. So let's go to break with the Democrats. Just from the last few years, denying they want our guns. I mean, I'm trying to find the clip of Biden a few years ago going, I don't want your rifle, your shotgun, your semi-auto. It's all conspiracy. And him saying, we're not going to send the army to come take it in the middle of the night, black helicopters. Well, they're announcing it now. The whole Democrat group, they all say, we're coming to take them. We're confiscating them. Hell yes, we're coming. Here it is.
And please, please do not, you know, if some of you, you know, or watching certain television stations or listening to certain radio programs, please do not believe this notion that somehow I'm out to take everybody's guns away. And
I'm not here to repeal the Second Amendment. I'm not here to take away your guns.
No one is questioning your right to have a gun. We're not talking about taking guns away from people.
They want to create the fear that the government is actually going to come after guns because that helps sell more guns, and it has across the country.
And I think a lot of people that are out there that are fearing what we're saying right now think that we're going to try taking their guns. We're not. The Never Gun Movement and the March for Our Lives is not trying to take our guns. We're trying to take back our lives.
This is why the NRA puts up videos that try to scare Americans. They go to emotions. They go to fear. You know, people want to take away your guns. Nobody wants to take away people's guns. We just don't want to be any different than Canada or Australia or Great Britain.
Those common sense measures would in no way infringe on any constitutional right.
And people like Mitch McConnell are stoking it. I mean, in my state, he put out an email from his campaign that was titled, "They're coming to get your guns." I mean, that's how brazen some of them are.
I am a Second Amendment supporter. I do not want to take away any gun rights that are held through constitutional protection.
Now, if you own an AR-15, keep it. Continue to use it responsibly and safely.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used.
It will be voluntary. It won't be, hell yes, we'll come get your guns.
No, it's mandatory. No, it's not voluntary. I want to make sure that we make the distinction here. It is mandatory. It will be the law. You will be required to comply with the law.
Came to take the guns. It was the last straw. The corruption, the bureaucracy, the king's men's ruthless behavior. But the last straw was coming to take the guns. Our nation was founded about the people's right to keep their arms. You can go to 167 other countries and have no guns. This is a country where we have guns. And we're 330 million people, and 300 or so die a year in mass shootings. And 500,000 die from cigarettes, and a couple million die from opiates, and tens of thousands die falling in their bathrooms. But see, the media just, again, I use the Jaws analogy, came out in the mid-70s, cut, not just here, but all over the world where people had movie theaters, from Australia to the U.S., cut beach attendance. You can type that in. Jaws, Spielberg's Jaws almost killed beach towns worldwide. You'll see newspaper clippings. You click Google Images. 10 people die a year on average from great whites. I use this example every time. But everyone I know is scared to swim out in the ocean because sharks are going to eat them. One time a nurse shark swam over when I was with Belize, my ex-wife and kids. And I said, baby, it's a nurse shark. It's obviously been fed. We're by a dock. I was climbing in with this 8-foot nurse shark. She's getting scared. I wasn't doing something macho. You can hand feed those. But see, you know what I'm scared of? When I see a bunch of jellyfish in the water, I don't get in. When you see jellyfish on a bunch on the shore, that's when you don't get in. When you're in clear water and there's no jellyfish, that's where you're safe. Rarest way to die on this planet is a great white shark attack. It's the rarest way. Some say maybe a meteorite hitting you, but some estimates are more people die than that a year. They'll just think it's an explosion in your house or a gas main. Years later, they tear down the house. And there's a meteor under the floor, you know, or like you know, down in the dirt. So meteorites and great white shark attacks, but everybody's scared of great whites. In the 70s, again, same thing with guns. Mass shootings are really rare. Do they have hundreds of carjackings a month in Chicago? Yeah. Do 2,000 black people die every year in Chicago at the hands of other blacks? It's terrible. The media doesn't hype that. Why? Because they're running the show. The government's shipping the drugs in. The Democrats are. The Mexican mafia, all God's children, MS-13 that Pelosi talks about. They're laundering that money. They're going to keep that going. Remember when TV with Andy Griffin talked about what this country was really about? Here it is.
Well, one time a long time ago, this country was a part of England. And we wasn't getting... Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we gonna have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they's called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? There's fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grab their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come a-prancing along all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
It's a fact. That's the way this country started.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much again for joining us on this live Sunday edition. You know, I came in yesterday. I launched a new show called the InfoWars Roundtable Caller Show, 2 to 4 p.m. We may move it. We're going to probably expand it, and I'll host it some weeks, and other hosts here will host it, but it was great, and every show will take 5 to 10 different callers that I think are some of the best callers, or that Owen thinks are great callers, or that David Knight thinks are great callers. We give each caller like 10 minutes apiece, and boy, it was really good. That's posted up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. So, folks know that I'm pretty good at gauging what the globalists are going to do by studying their past operations and what they've done in other countries and what they've done here. And they're definitely trying to cause a physical civil war. And that's not just me figuring that out or you figuring that out. They've been saying that. And we're putting together a lot of compilations. We've already had some where they're admitting they want violence and a violent overthrow. But I was working on two videos on that today that are going to be big, not fancy, but very prolific pieces that have a lot of clips and a lot of proof of what I'm saying, not just me telling you or showing you a news article, but right out of their mouths, how they want to kill you, how once they get control, they're going to get rid of the family and have sex with your children, how they're going to sterilize you. And you're just like, wow, why are they all saying this? You know, Obama's White House science czar and top Hollywood people and top scientists, because they're crazy control freaks and they're degenerates. And so having sex with children isn't enough for them now, okay? They want full control of society, and they want to wreck it. And if you want to understand that, understand Luciferianism, Satanism, not what you think of guys in a trailer park on meth killing their dog in the back on acid. It's real. It's a predatory mindset towards humanity. It's run by psychopaths and sociopaths. and then thrill seekers and power seekers under them. And it is cancer. Humans can get cancer. Animals can get cancer. Societies get cancer. We have very bad cancer. And if we don't cure it, the nuclear reactors will melt down and the civilization will collapse. There'll be a giant war. And almost everyone's going to die. And all the Elon Musk and people that think they're going to get brain chips and live forever, that's the same delusion these megalomaniacs always have back to Egypt. Not going to happen. Ray Kurzweil's going to die. Elon Musk is going to die. They're all going to face their creator. They all look like meth head crazies. Thinking they're going to escape death. What a bunch of cowards. You will escape nothing. But I'm not going to stand by and watch you kill our species and the genetic code and eternal life. The guarantee of our birthright, fool. Elon Musk, oh, the global government, oh, the AI gods, beware them. Oh, it's all coming. I'm your priest. I'll protect you. And then he's the first to come out and say, take all the brain wires and chips next year. Did he do it because Soros took over his company and threatened him? Did he do it because he went on Joe Rogan and smoked pot and his stock went down and people started firebombing his factories? Doesn't matter either way. He's a servant of them now, isn't he? So, Matt Bracken is a smart guy. I mean, I just don't have any run-of-the-mill guy just because they were a Navy SEAL. He's a smart guy. A lot of smart people years ago said, you ought to have Matt Bracken on. He knows a lot of stuff. He's a smart guy. And I like Matt. He hosts a lot of shows with us. But Friday, he was hosting the, or was it Thursday, hosting the fourth hour. Hell, it all bleeds together now. And he was getting into, they want to cause a civil war. They know they're triggering the psychology of copycats and others. And I have all the studies I haven't gotten to yet. I will. Admitting this, mainstream news. I mean, look at it right here. Media contagion is factor in mass shootings, study says. American Psychological Association. Even the libtards get it. Mass shootings, the role of media in promoting generalized imitation. James N. Mendel, Ph.D., Jonathan W. Ivey, Ph.D., top universities, all the big studies right here. There's just hundreds of these. Does media coverage inspire copycat mass shootings? Centers for Research goes on to say yes. And it just goes on and on and on. I've got a whole stack of those. Oh, here are my other studies. Mass shootings, the role of media in promoting generalized imitation. Mass shootings can be contagious. Research shows, even NPR admits it. And it's the key to it, along with the drugs they're on, that take away inhibition. Cause suicide, mass murder. But here's Bracken. When we come back, I'll get to it. And I was going to do a plug this hour. I'm out of time to even plug properly. We're listener supported. Again, I didn't sell out to Hollywood and the globalists for money. I don't just care about money. Money, though, is a symbol of freedom and be able to do what you want. That's why they try to take it away from everybody so they can then use money to control us. But if you buy the products, the water filters, the air filters, the T-shirts, the books, the films, the great supplements that you already need, then it helps us stay on the air. It's symbiotic for everybody, a 360 win, as I call it. And we have some of the biggest sales ever right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new Beto Not Take Our Firearms T-shirt that's already very, very popular. Get them all at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with the second hour. I haven't begun to fight yet. Please spread the word.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love isn't leaving the freeway. It's fashion will ride as the cities fly by.
Hard to turn off Robert Flynn, isn't it? In the coming good night. I remember that when I'd have girlfriends in other cities, or they'd come fly and see me. Those relationships are just so special. And as you drive like 3 hours to meet that girl, and it's like you're making love to the highway, and like you see it get dark and the lights come up, all the taillights. Very romantic. I remember that. There's an old girlfriend's up in Dallas. Lived down here during high school. Wonder where all those girls are. You know, God gave us all that. God gave us love, God gave us the earth, God gave us our emotions, all these wonderful things that evil tries to control and exploit. Remember that. And remember, the globalists aren't invincible. They're the counterfeit elite. That's why they have to censor us and censor you and try to take over the schools and get your kids while they're young to brainwash them, because they're weak. They just crave power, ladies and gentlemen. My love is in league with the highway. Okay, you know, I'm going to get really serious and give the number out next segment and really plow into all of this meat and potatoes and all the other angles I haven't hit and really talk about how I think we can stop these folks. But first, I had them digging around for Andy Griffin stuff and trying to find some of the other intros that I wanted to play. And they found this one I forgot about when they're talking about spying on people. And that made me think of Google and the headline. Google's always been listening to you for 20-plus years from day one with hidden microphones. Now they admit it. And now they're watching you all the time. And the Washington Post goes, you dumb schmucks. They don't tell you. Amazon's got its own competing system. Though I don't think Alexa's watching people yet, like Facebook's and Google's. I mean, this is all just flaunting it, rubbing your noses in it, because they're at the emergence point. I'm going to cover that after break, but here's this little short clip.
Paul, guess what?
What?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell, and we heard him talking to his lawyer. You see, we took the mic,
wait, hit it up in the cell window. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul.
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But, Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape.
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie, the law... can't use this kind of help.
Because it's the Ring of Mordor. Once you use it, you lose everything. And now they tell you everything's being listened to for 20 years, just as I told you. And it's not because I'm some hero. I had an independent show. I'd cover things nobody else would. And I had three different engineers, at least, come to me in 96, 97, and 98. And... these were big engineers. These were guys involved. Like I said, one of the times the guy was driving like a $200,000 Maybach. First time I'd ever seen one. And he came to the rodeo where I was doing a live event and gave me an envelope. And when I didn't cover it, he showed up at a parking garage I was parked in at an event and said, listen, come over here. I'm going to give you the manual and I'm going to break one of these open for you. And he showed me the damn microphone. He said, you got to tell people. They're listening to everything, and they're studying it and testing it with keyword so they can predict the future and know how to manipulate people. And it's being set up to be in all devices, telephones. He goes, it's in the Telecommunications Act. This year they just passed. By 2000, it'll be in all the phones. They're going to be called smartphones. And I'm not even going to tell you the rest of the story because you wouldn't believe it. Well, I will tell you. About 4 or 5 years later, I was doing a movie showing at Alamo Draft House, and a guy showed up, and he said, you know, that was my dad brought you that. You know, they killed him about a month later. Yeah, they killed him for it. You're listening to a Frontline Report.
You are listening to an Infowars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission... you are the resistance.
And we are on the front lines. I am in Austin, Texas, named after Stephen F. Austin. And the Democrats are all over the news. Bloomberg, AP, we're capturing Texas. We've imploded California. We're moving in with our forces. We can't believe how stupid they are. You know, they're fleeing us, but bringing with them their same ideas we programmed them with. This is victory. And it's so sad to see my fellow Texans still somewhat asleep. But they bought off talk radio. They've shut down almost all the conservative shows you can even hear. And no one's ringing the alarm bell. We are still on over 200 radio stations, over 100 TV and cable stations. But a lot of them are mom and pop. Some are big. They're all precious. Please spread the word. But watching this happen is just so crazy. You know, when I learned in 96 and 97 and 98 from engineers that sent me information and came to visit me when I was doing remotes and things on 98.9 KJFK, local talk radio at the time, I was already syndicating it on satellite myself. I was on probably 20 stations then and shortwave. I would go on air with the Scientific Atlantic cable box, also on my local TV show, and I'd break it open and show the microphone. And I was on cable access so I could show people. That was before internet was really streaming good. I would do some of it, but the bills were so big I couldn't pay to put it out on servers. It was before YouTube. I mean, I've caught bribery at the Texas Capitol, then paying people off to testify against the Second Amendment and say they were gangbangers and criminals and that they use guns illegally. And I caught them paying them off. I put that video up and it got downloaded a few million times. And I got a $14,000 bill or something. It was $14,000 or more. And back then, that was like all the money in the bank, basically. And so I'd go down and do Access TV to do production and try to make documentaries and send out DVDs to people so they could actually see I was showing me breaking open a Scientific Atlantic cable box. We got to find that video somewhere. And it had a microphone in it. A hidden secret microphone. But if people would have listened to me then, there would have been a national debate. There would have been a scandal. It would have stopped. That's why they were worried back then. And I got threatened. And the Access TV people said, we've never seen this. Access TV started in Austin, Texas, 40-something years ago. I guess it's like 50 now. You look that up. Started in the early 70s. Like 1970. Look up when Access TV started. It's famous, folks. It actually started here. And they would kill the transmission. Because you actually would transmit it over fiber optic down to the cable company. And when I would talk about that, they would cut the show off live. And I got death threats. And I was told, you better stop that. Because back then, the fact that the cable companies all over were listening to you in your homes and creating keyword text documents that could be read over and scanned and then read by computer. And the fact that then that was put in the Telecommunications Act of 96, that by 2000, all of them would be satellite tracked, GPSed, and that they could turn the phones on when they were even off and record you, and they were going to be on when you had the phone on, recording everything you did, and there'd be these home assistants that would do it, and you'd tell your refrigerator what you wanted, and then it would order it, but that was all going to be dialed in, and everything you'd be doing would be tracked. And I was on air telling everybody all this. Because no one else would have these people on. I mean, I was having police officers on who were the head cops who saw the feds plant the bombs in the World Trade Center by name on the show. I was having widows on of cops who were killed because they exposed the Clintons in MENA, Arkansas, shipping in drugs and in Oklahoma City. And I was having the Branch Davidian survivors on. And I was having, again, engineers were bringing me all this stuff because I would cover it. And, of course, the show became number one. But then it got noticed. And all of a sudden we were told the LCRA is spending $100,000 a month with us. And you're not going to talk about the land grabs around Austin anymore and how they're taking all these farmers and ranchers' land for no reason for environmental areas and then turning them around 5 years later and selling them to the highest bidder. And I said, no, I'm not going to shut up. And then the head of the place that had hired me 3 years before quit over it. He said, yeah, this young man's right. I'm not going to be immoral. And they brought in new people. And they tried to set me up. And this is about me telling a story. It's about how the world works, where they wanted me to say I'd been killed on April Fool's to make it look like it was legitimate to fire me because the show was number one in the city, just incredibly popular. Went all the way past Waco and all the way to San Antonio on the FM dial. NPR has it today, 98.9. And I said no. And then later it turned out they were trying to set me up. So instead they just fired me a month later. And I remember I came and they said, get out of here and try to fight with me. Again, that's what slaves are like. And I just thank God all these years later, I'm not a slave. But a lot of people in media are like that and they just bow down. And then later I learned they apologized to me on another affiliate here, the main talk station. that the hospital district, that's a bunch of hospitals that get government money and abortion money in Austin, came and bought my time slot out to get me off the air. And they were, and the station was so blown away that I didn't make a big deal about it. And I just said, hey, man, I understand. It's happening everywhere. But that's what America is the hospitals get taxpayer money. Last time I checked, like $40 million a year to kill babies. And because I was against it, I was taken off the air. Well, so what? You imagine when I like endorse abortion so I could still be on the air? I wouldn't be on the air. I wouldn't be who I was. I'd be a mouthpiece, a repeater, a puppet, a nobody. So I tell you these stories, folks, so that you can know what it's like in Hollywood, right down to the low-level media, and how soulless and sad it is. And how sad it is to me that most men in America, when they're confronted with this, and when they're told about this, they decide to sell out. You know, I knew a retired police officer who had the highest ratings on that last station. Loved. And right when they got rid of me, they called him in a few times and said, you really ought to stop. Your Trump support, you really ought to stop. He said, I can't do that. And they let him go. Gillette lost $8 billion running ads saying men are bad, and men liking women is bad, and masculinity is bad. And they said, we don't care. It's an agenda, and we've got to carry it out. What an evil agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, the power structure is doing everything it can to take us off the air with our independent system we built with our own audio streams, our own video, our own satellites, feeding AM, FM, UHF, VHF, cable systems, global shortwave, WWCR, 100,000 watts serving the world. Buy a shortwave, listen to it anywhere on the planet. Infowars.com, the bandwidth cost are millions a year alone. The IT cost, millions a year. I'm not complaining. We built our own infrastructure, and you spread the word about it. That brings in the new people to learn the truth. They're not going to let us on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube because we're effective. We tell the truth and we're loyal and we haven't sold out and we're steadfast. We're dog-like, committed to our mission, never backing down, unable to sell out, unable to be bent by this evil system because my soul's pointed towards God and I know yours is as well. We can defeat them so easy when you get excited and you get focused and when you tell people about the broadcast and how it's forbidden and how they need to know the truth. It's Americana. It's Renaissance. It's the Western world. It's the whole planet awakening, saying no to the globalists, no to the New World Order. And going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting the best rated water filters at the best prices. The best aren't even that expensive compared to crappy ones. The best air filtration. Ours is like $250, better than $800 systems. The same systems, but people go and buy the big fancy name, even though it's the same one, they want to be ripped off. And people say, well, you ought to sell them that then. You'd be able to fund yourself. No, I won't do it. And the supplements and our best vitamin B12, Ultra 12, 50% off right now. We've got a big list of things that are on sale right now at sales levels we've never done before. It's going to have to end this week, though. So whether it's the secret, the replacement of Secret 12, Ultra 12, twice as strong as Secret 12, or whether it's all the other great products, our amazing turmeric, or our ultimate bone broth formula, it's all incredible, and it funds this operation, and it makes it all possible. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I remember being on air 25 years ago and reading in Patriot magazines like New American, where I've never read a lie. How about neurotically accurate and so demonized the John Birch Society? He's always say, oh, he likes John Birch Society. He's discredited. Well, that's like discrediting 24-karat gold. And I was reading about the UN treaties and how they'd taken over the U.S. and UNESCO and how they wanted world government, the end of the family, and depopulation to bring back human sacrifice. And so I went to the UT library. And I pulled up the New York Times 1973 calling for communism in America by David Rockefeller and how great Mao Zedong was when he killed 85 million people. And I was like, what? It's real. And I'd go and I'd read about the UN treaty signing over our national parks and 100-mile buffer zones and all the mines around them. And then I'd traveled with a couple thousand dollars I had in the bank and my cousin for no pay. I didn't have any money. In 96, just been on the air about a year and a half. And I drove to all these national parks and showed the UN signs. And I'd asked the park rangers. They threatened to arrest me. They say, hell yeah, we're the UN. It's my film, America Destroyed by Design. Because my listeners were like, it's not true. There's not a UN treaty. And George Herbert Walker Bush didn't sign us on to that. And because there wasn't the internet then. There were news sites, but you'd show people photos, they wouldn't believe it. So I had to make VHS films and show them people. And I'd sell a couple thousand and people make millions of copies. And then a couple years later, I'd be with my family in Colorado and walk into some shop and there'd be, giving free copies of my films away, stacks of them. That's the power of the people. And so the globalists think taking the internet away from me, taking me off Facebook, Twitter, all these places were like that did something. I'm not trying to be famous. I'm trying to change the world for the better. I'm trying to make the information famous to stop the evil that they're keeping babies alive all over the country and selling their organs while they chop the organs out of them. The order comes in slow. They only take a kidney. But they get a bunch of orders in. They gut them all on the spot. They'll keep babies alive 2 weeks. Keep it fresh. Now it's all over the news. It was in lawsuits way back then when I first got on air 25 years ago. There were pro-lifers showing me VHS stuff even worse than it's been discovered today. Babies being harvested, everything. I got to get a hold of all those Access TV producers. What's that Catholic guy's name? George Woolley. Hey, tell the producer to get George Woolley on if he's still around. Or, I mean, I just can't. It's just unbelievable. And I know why people think this is all crazy. Because it sounds crazy. But I've got stacks of news here I haven't even gotten to yet where major colleges and major institutions are promoting pedophilia as good. They've gone from saying it's okay to it's good now. And it's the new thing. And if they come and ask your kid out when they're 7, and your kid, they want to emancipate them now and say kids can take vaccines if you don't want them to and eat GMO and get a brain chip if they want or go out with some pot-bellied 50-year-old man. There it is. Ohio College normalizes pedophilia, sexual orientation. And there's a book I covered last month written in the U.S. by an Obama politician that's in schools from here to Australia. Australians are fighting it. The reason I mention Australia, that tells kids fantasy stories about, I was 6 and I was in the bathroom and this man performed fellatio. I mean, it was really great. So your kids want to go out and learn about something they didn't know about and get kidnapped and killed. And you're like, is that real? Hell, we'll pull the article up. You want to play me? There's a book on tape of it. I mean, I couldn't play it on air. I know TV stations would cancel us if I did. And you're damn right. It's obscene. It's in elementary and middle school and high school right now. What's the name of the book? Pull it up for you if you want. Beyond Magenta. Yeah, let's put an article up for folks. You want to play some excerpts for you? Where the 10-year-old talks about the man asks him to get in the truck with him, and then the man sucks him off. See, and you're like, ooh, don't talk about that. Yeah. Oh, I know, adult radio. Let's not talk about it. Beyond Magenta, transgender teens speak. It's not transgender. It's children being molested. Oh, God help us. I'm having an anxiety attack. Because I've got 4 children, and this is sick. All right, let's stop right there. Evil is coming out, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to have to oppose it and speak out against it. They know they're triggering the mass shootings by promoting all this. They know they're putting people on drugs that cause inhibition to disappear and make them commit mass murder. Shrimp, as I covered, believe me, you can look it up. Shrimp commit suicide when a little bit of Prozac runs off in the water. So do fish. They go up and attack fish 10 times their size. Shrimp start trying to murder birds. Hundreds of shrimp will just come up and start attacking birds, and the birds just start eating them. Type in. There it is. Shrimp on Prozac commit suicide. You cannot make this up. The toll-free number to join us. We'll take a few calls on the gun grab. Why do you think the Democrats are out in the open admitting they want to take the guns? Trying to trigger a civil war. What do you think about that? What do you think they're going to pull next? They're obviously super desperate. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. I'll have time to take 5, 6, 7 calls in the next segments. I just want to focus in on that. But it doesn't matter what government you've got, what institution you've got, what system you've got. It's a fight between good and evil. It doesn't matter if it's the Protestant church or the Catholic church. It doesn't matter whether it's the Boy Scouts of America or the high school or a junior high or an elementary or the Girl Scouts. Evil is taking it all over. I mean, I remember 3 years ago, they had the Boy Scout Jamboree, and it said they handed out 10,000 condoms to children as young as 7 years old and said, it's normal, go in the tent and have men have sex with you. And kids got HIV, they got hepatitis, and now the Boy Scouts is going bankrupt. Another institution destroyed. They destroy everything. It's a pedophile cult, and once they've abused a child, the child will then be part of the cult in many cases. About half the time, because they think that's normal. They think sex with children is what men do. And think how arrested it is. You look at these pedophiles, how sick and weak and gross they are, because they never learned to go out and get a woman. They never learned to go out and get in a fist fight because the other guy wanted the girl. Normal mammal behavior. All of that's being extincted. And all I can say is, thank God I was alive and young still when the police just took a blind eye to us when we were 14, 15, beating the living hell out of each other. And it took, I mean, I got to still live to be a man and activate all my instincts. If they keep you from activating instincts, then it doesn't activate all your other systems. That's why you need those rites of passage. We need to develop systems to get people back in the position for basic hand-to-hand combat, because that triggers everything else that comes, including increased IQ.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, go on to your phone calls here in a few minutes, and then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, big broadcast week, some big surprises. I'll just leave it at that. You know, when I tell you big surprises, suddenly I pop up and I'm confronting Sundar Pichai face to face, or I'm other places. So just watch this week, because I'm going to be popping up, doing some things, and other folks are going to be popping up. So anybody's planning any surprise visits to Austin, I'm not going to be here Tuesday and Wednesday, but I will be on air, and I'm just going to leave it at that for you. But I'm a busy beaver. So I mentioned this, but I thought I'd play the clip. All the Democrats say they want to confiscate any semi-autos, but Beto says it in a particularly psychotic way. Hell yes, we're going to get your guns. They're designed to kill people. That's the whole point. They're designed, if someone's trying to kill you, to kill them. It's an inanimate object. Comprende? But he knows exactly what he's doing. And when the ABC anchor asked him the question, that had its own propaganda. And he goes, I played it already a couple times last week, so I'm not going to play it now. You all saw it. The ABC anchor goes, a lot of people claim that if you have a buyback and take the guns forcibly, that's confiscation. But it's not really, is it? And, oh, that's a piece I forgot to get to. I shot that yesterday, and I don't think I even told Drew to give that to you guys. I did tell him to post it to Infowars.com. See if that's posted yet. Fox News endorsed national gun confiscation. I was in the break room yesterday, up here shooting reports, up here 7 days a week now. Things are so serious. And It's on Fox and they're promoting it. And then I come back an hour later and it was on. So that report's going to go up on InfoWars.com if it isn't already up there. The headline for it. Get Jamie to post it if it's not up, please. There it is. Fox News endorses national gun confiscation. Gosh, I meant to lead with that. Good Lord. I mean, it's getting bad, folks. But they're like, well, it's not really confiscation if they just make you turn them in and they buy them back. What? So just everything is seeing how they can lie to you. And then watching the little chipmunk dude on there. Yeah, and I saw two different Fox shows pushing it because they're told do that. Unless you're Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham, you're told what to say on Fox. And let me tell you, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson are inches from being fired. Inches. They're called in. They're chewed out. I mean, Fox is like 90% leftist, okay? I know people that work there. I'll leave it at that. I know some of the big hosts. I'll leave it at that, obviously. Talk to them all the time. And that's what's going on. They're like, go ahead and fire me then. That's the point. So when Trump says something's going on over at Fox, that video is at newswars.com. You should share it from there. That, you know, they censor InfoWars. We try to share it. But NewsWars is easier to share on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. But just get it out there. This is crazy. They just want to put it out there that, oh, yeah, take the guns. No big deal. On Fox, and we're not supposed to challenge it. That's why they want all of us off the air, so real patriots, real nationalists, real conservatives aren't on air to challenge all this. There it is. Fox News endorses national gun confiscation. Incredible. We're going to play that in a moment, too. But first, here's Beto O'Rourke.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
And so let's play that report, then I'll come back and take all the calls that are on hold. But here's Fox basically endorsing this. And I literally shot it off the TV in the break room, and then they added some documents. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to see it. Fox News promoting national gun confiscation. The system is really making its move right now. Stay tuned for this vital report and spread it. Because the First Amendment defends the Second, and the Second defends all the rest.
Let me read you some polls here at Fox News that we have on this issue, and it shows in some ways the other side around. Requiring background checks on all gun buyers, I mean, there's overwhelming support. 89% support that. A law requiring that police take guns away from someone a judge rules a threat, the so-called red flag laws. Overwhelming numbers of Americans support that, 86%.
That's not what the red flags are. The judge rules the person's made a threat. That's a terroristic threat. That's criminal. This allows bureaucracies and this new HARPA thing run by big tech and psychiatrists to just say they listen to you in your house over your Google Assist or your Nest. So see how they make it all sound reasonable. Hey, if a judge, you know, oh, well, sure, a judge. See, it's all deception.
And you even talk about a mandatory federal government assault weapons buyback plan that was caused so much controversy when Beto O'Rourke mentioned it at the debate. Look, more than half support that. What are you hearing on the ground in Iowa? How this is?
This is Fox News. Most of their shows are like this now. Washington Post polls. Everybody wants to turn their guns in. Horse manure. Most parents want convicted pedophiles to read drag queen story time as well. And fluoride's good for you, even though it gives you cancer.
Issue resonates with the people there who will vote in that important caucus.
Sure. You know, it's fascinating. Even though nationally a lot of these policies are have wide support in Iowa, I've heard from Democrats that they saw that moment by Beto O'Rourke as potentially a problem for them, again, heading into next November's elections.
That's because they know the polls sample 15% more Democrats, bare minimum, and call people that they know are going to give them that answer. They're fake. Remember the last election?
Right now, Democrats are fighting for control of the House and Senate in the state legislature, and they've got a big U.S. Senate seat up next fall. And I've heard from a number of Democrats that they're concerned being painted as an anti-Second Amendment party, being painted as the party that wants to grab your guns, will hurt.
Being painted? When they ask Beto the question, they go, people claim you want to confiscate, but taking them isn't confiscating. Again, this is upside down world.
them in some more conservative parts of the state. Just the other day, I spoke with a Democrat that lost in 2018, and he said that he thinks policies like Beto O'Rourke's proposal will make rural areas of the state more red.
And O'Rourke, as we've reported, walking that back a bit in terms of it being a buyback program that it seems the majority of Americans do support.
It was again. It's not a buyback. It's a forcible confiscation. We'll play that in a minute. I mean, these people lie so much. It's just insane.
Focus is not just on Congress, because it's been gridlocked there, but Moms Demand Action, the group that has been fighting for gun control and other gun measures, they have been focusing on state and local legislatures, and they've gotten a lot of progress.
Yeah, buying them off.
Shanna Watts, who appeared earlier on MSNBC, talking about that progress.
We have passed background checks now in 21 states.
So there you go. Yeah, there's already background checks. They wouldn't have stopped any of the shootings. Most of the shooters tell people they're going to shoot people. Nothing's done. They're almost all Antifa devil worshippers. The drugs, inserts of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors admit it's causing mass shootings. Media hyping mass shootings has proven it actually triggers it in the major studies. We're going to show you all those facts. But they don't want us to get the information out, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The same day Burt Reynolds died, we got banned off Twitter. Remember that last year? These people are taking your First Amendment as well. But they can't stop all the people spreading the word. They can't stop the people from telling folks that freedom lives at Infowars.com/show and band.video.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists want to take us off the air. They're trying as hard as they can around the clock, but you can trump them. You have the ace of spades, your word of mouth, taking action, and buying the products. Everybody needs fish oil and krill oil. What it does for your body, your brain, your focus, your clarity. You talk about a nootropic. You talk about something that makes you happy. You talk about, I religiously take krill and fish oil now, and my life is just insanely good when I remember to take all the great supplements we sell. That's why I've already lost like 11 pounds the last 3 weeks is because of this. It's amazing. And we've got a bunch of big specials, 50% off, Ultra 12, amazing, best B12 you can get. That's 50% off. The Body's Ultimate Tumor, 50% off. The Brain Force Plus, 50% off. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. It's great stuff that makes your life so much better, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. Take advantage of those big sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Welcome back. All right, we're going to take calls this final segment. It's going to get six or seven of you in. Then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, right after David Knight does his great job, 8 a.m. Central, Infowars.com/show, or band.video, band.video, band.video. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, don't share band.video. That might make the globalist upset. Do what they say and just shut up and crawl in a hole and die, band.video. Okay, let's go to Dylan in Colorado, and we're taking calls on the Democrats unanimously ban the semi-autos, confiscate them. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s and everything else. Why do you think they're throwing the gauntlet down?
I mean, it's just unbelievably ridiculous. I think the fact that it seemed like they were sucking up to Beto so much, everybody thanking him for what he was doing and, you know, how he... He smiled during that little,
he's so disgusting and disingenuous.
It was gross. And I think they're sucking up to him to maybe get him as a vice presidential candidate. And, you know, honestly, he can come take my guns, but I'm going to give him my ammunition first. And that's, you know.
Well, a state rep said that, and now Beto wants his guns taken. Beto says it's a threat.
Exactly. It's unbelievable. And, you know, if I could just say, you know, I don't think you guys are tomorrow's news today. You're 10 years news today, because I remember you saying it was 2009 in August. And I remember you saying that they were going to split Afghanistan into pieces. And what did Biden say during the debate? He said, well, we can't put Afghanistan back together. We can't get out. We have to split it into pieces.
That's right, because that's what the CFR wants. It's not a crystal ball. The globalists want to have warring factions there, divide and conquer, and they want to give China a piece of it. So Biden's bought and paid for by the CHICOM, so that's the CHICOM plan. They want a large part of the East. and then let Pakistan have the rest. Maybe let Iran have a piece of it. That's just carving the world up. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call, Dylan. It's not hard to predict. They're following policies. And Trump's tearing them all up, and I think it's a good thing. The Afghans just said they can fight us 100 more years. Great, we've been there 19, 18. Let's go. Let's go. Spend $1 trillion. Let them kill themselves. Unbelievable. But we're there for the Chi-Coms. They've spent zero on security and have taken out hundreds of billions of dollars of rare earth minerals. We do the security for the Chi-Coms. We built their whole damn thing. And that's coming to an end. And all the little people on the Chinese communist Tata mammary gland are whining and bitching. Who's up next here? Extra, extra in Washington. Extra, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. A couple things. You know, the Democrats talking about, you know, these forced buybacks, confiscation, all this. It's really just the political ends to the whole situation, left or right. I really wish you would get back to your old ways talking about the left-right paradigm. Trump is not a friend of the Second Amendment. He's done so much damage on it already. I could go through 7 bullet points of law
he's
put into place alone. And second of all, I just want to make a point here. The government is a paper tiger. We, the people, have no reason to fear them. There's a video on YouTube by the channel named John Mark, Civil War II in America, Who Would Win? We would win against our government in every single possible scenario.
But not if we're having a race war in the middle of it. We don't need to have a war with the government if it's a constitutional government that helps protect a guarantor of our rights. You know what? Get his name and number. Because I'll have you on for 10 minutes sometime in the next few days to have a real discussion with you on that, since you kind of disagree with me. I want to hear your 7 points. I want to talk about what you're discussing. Because, again, the Chi-Coms and the globalists are trying to cause a civil war in this country right now because we're trying to get our nation back. I appreciate your call. Get his name and number. If he wants to come on, remind me, like, tomorrow to have that guy on. I want to have him on. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Kentucky. Charles, thanks for calling. You're on the air on the Sunday transmission.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Hey, I want to tell you I appreciate everything that you do and information that you put out there. I listen to you almost every day. I found out about you back in, like, 2011, back when you were still on YouTube.
Yes.
Before they started doing their big bans and stuff. But the Democrats, the reason they're pushing for it, they're just putting all their cards on the table. They've been threatening it for years. They ain't really got much left to offer. This is their big threat. I guess they're going to push. This is going to be their big push.
Crush the borders. Say the nation doesn't deserve to exist. And that's what the left's pushing everywhere. Revolution. We can beat the government. Let's overthrow it. They are the big government group. They love the Chi-Com-funded government. But now that Trump's turning all the leftist garbage off and pulling out of the U.N. treaties, oh, Trump's bad. He wants your guns. And look, he may get hoodwinked into some of that. My God, that's why we've got to be in there keeping him honest.
Hey, I'm going to give him some time, see what he does. I'm for Trump 100%. The gun red flag laws, I'm going to see how that
plays
out.
Well, he backed off of that. He backed off of that. But they are proposing, it's confirmed again, people didn't believe us a week ago, that his administration is looking at the computers in your house, listening to you, the assistants, and then reporting back microaggressions, and then an algorithm written by leftist psychiatrists takes your guns. If Trump endorses that, he's become Hillary Clinton. It kills due process, everything. God bless you, Charles. Great points. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Michigan. Alex, you're on the air worldwide.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. The globalist clowns want to trigger the taking of our guns with movies like the new Joker movie and It 2. And remember a few years ago, there was these clown attacks in the woods. And if your crew could look up Big Pharma, Pfizer dumping, polluting the water nationwide. So,
well, what does the Joker do? He poisons water and then he'll sell you a cosmetic or something that then kills you with it. But then he has the antidote because it kills you slowly. That's what they're doing. And they're telling you, we're clowns, we're psychic vampires, we're the Joker. And this movie is all a worship of the left rising up and having a revolution in the package of angry white males. It's just sick. And they call it original. I've already read the synopsis. It's a joke. I've got a special report coming out on Wednesday, a sneak peek of this new Joker film.
Yeah, it's interesting what they do in the Batman movies. Remember Batman Begins, which was cool, I thought, with the ninjas and stuff, but the Scarecrow was polluting the water in that movie with the stuff to make everybody afraid.
Remember one of the Batmans a few years ago where they used the cell phones to listen to everybody but to also send out sonar and find the Joker? That's real. The cell phones can send out radiation bursts that look through up to, like, I mean, massive brick walls, you name it. So do the Kinect systems, all the video games that, quote, look at your movement. It's actually sonar, radar, blasting through back to the chip, looking through your walls. So it's not just a camera. Like, Kinect's had that in your house for 10 years, looking through your walls. Yeah, yeah, roll it for TV viewers. So Kinect was already doing this when this Batman movie came out a few years later.
Yeah, also in the sequel to that, The Dark Knight Rises, I thought it was interesting, Bane coming in with the underground bases to attack everybody without, like, a sneak attack underground. With all these underground bases, Elon Musk is building, and DARPA.
That's exactly it. Alex, call me back. Great points. Matthew in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Founder warned us many, many years ago that when our government becomes too big and too tyrannical, it is our duty to defend and protect against them and to eliminate them. They're talking about, yes, we're coming for your AR-15s. Yes, we're coming for your guns. Now we have ammo restrictions, and we can't buy unless they track us at every movement. I think there's lots of people here that are figuring out ways of getting our ammo without government spying on us.
Well, you're absolutely right, my friend, and it just happens over and over again. We'll add it in post. You know, we're a live radio and TV show right now, and I've been wanting to play this for a few weeks, but I'm going to play the part from the Batman movie. Which one was it where they use the cell phone radar, which they actually have? It's patented, and they're doing it. Yeah, right there. That's really what it looks like. Because MIT 10 years ago was showing the Kinect system through your walls exactly the same. That's it. And they just rub it in your face. My God, I appreciate your call. Anything else, Matthew?
It's coming out with a sonar ping against all the other iPhones.
Yeah, the new iPhones watch you and scan through everything. It's 10 times worse. It's an arms race towards our destruction. Jim, propaganda by fiat. You only got 30 seconds. I apologize. Go ahead, Jim.
That's all right. To the Fox News host that was speaking earlier on your program, this is not a democracy where two wolves in a sheep go vote on what whispered in her.
That's anyway. Right. You don't just get to decide to take all our rights and then you you put us in forced labor camps because 51% say make this other group a slave.
That's exactly right. That's why this country was founded.
God bless you. I'm out of time, brother. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. David Nunn will be back at 8 a.m. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Firepower, Will Johnson, Tom Pappard, 7 o'clock weeknights. Find everything at band.video and infowars.com/show and local stations in your area. Please support those local stations and tell people to tune in to the forbidden show that still supports humanity and freedom. It's all up to you. I salute you and thank you.